podcast follower people things. Boy, oh boy, is this off to a great start already. I had to start over because my cat decided to just walk in front of the microphone and knock it over, which isn't great for listening to. But yeah, hey, long time no see, huh? I know I uploaded a few podcasts just recently. Yeah. So, it's... what? I'm going on almost 3 years now of doing podcasts? Something like that. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I was going to look, but then I didn't. Because I'm lazy. So, it's almost 3 years. And I have about 80-some podcasts out. But I've been trying to release them once a week. And, obviously, 52 times 3 isn't 80. It's about, oh God, I couldn't do math for a second. It should be more about close to 150, 160, somewhere there. So that means I've been slacking for a year and a half. There's a year and a half worth of work that some stuff I've done, but I haven't released. I mean, it's February, almost end of February. It's like 2 days till the end of February. And I just released July of Month of Movies. That's fucking 8 months. Or 7 months away from when I recorded it. Oh, I wish... This is my problem. I really wish that I had more... I don't want to say gumption. That sounds stupid. Dedication, I guess? I mean, I want to do these... Cat, I swear to God... You can go over in the corner and sleep. Go in the corner and sleep, cat. Please. Yeah, I have a cat. In case you haven't listened to any other podcast where he walks around in the middle of Month of Movies or anything. Yeah, so here's sort of the situation. I'm still recording Scott Does Stuff, and I'm still recording, not Scott Does Stuff, this is Scott Does Stuff. Jesus Christ. I'm still recording Month of Movies and Scott Ranger Podcast, but I just have a backlog of them to edit and upload. Now, the problem I have also is podcasts aren't cheap. I mean, they are cheap. They're cheap enough, but, right now I have like a bandwidth limit of like how much information I can upload per month. And unfortunately, it means that I can only upload so many podcasts. I can't be like, hey, I'm going to upload this one. And then a few days later, upload this one and then this one and this one. And then actually do like more of a once a week type thing, maybe twice a week to catch up. But, that exceeds my bandwidth of what I'm allowed to upload. So I guess I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and go up to the next step, which is freaking unlimited. And then that way, because, I mean, part of the problem is that my computer that I edit all this stuff on is old as shit. I mean, it's like 10 years old. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I'm lying in bed right now doing this podcast. Don't worry, I'm clothed. What was I saying? Oh, shit. So, yeah, uploading. I have quite a few episodes to just upload, but I'm, again, out of bandwidth till next month. I don't want to get into a habit of upload 2 episodes and then, like, oh, there's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 week of, like, nothing. I just want to upload all at once. Because then I forget to come back to it, or I'm too lazy to come back to it. And my computer, I sit on my computer at work for 8 hours a day plus sometimes. And when you come home, you don't feel like being on the computer. So, like, coming upstairs and coming to my room and, excuse me, and fucking around with these audio waves and files and all that shit, it sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck. It's just, I don't feel like doing it a lot. I'm not saying I'm quitting them. Don't worry about that. For those of you who constantly, I mean, the small handful of people that come up to me and say, hey, when's the next podcast coming out? I mean, that's nice. I like that. I don't like to admit it, but I mean, I'm not good at taking compliments, and I'm not good at receiving people's requests for me to do more things, because in my mind I'm very mediocre. I don't think I'm funny. I don't know. I'm not witty. I don't know. So it's like for people to say, "Hey, when's the next one? This coming out? When's this coming out? Thanks for uploading podcasts." I'm like, you're just fucking doing that because we're friends, and you just want me to think that I'm wanted in your ears. I don't know if that's true. That's just what I think. And these Scott Does Stuff, I guess I've just always, I mean, this is like the fifth one or fourth one or something. I didn't look, but I mean, I guess it's just my ranting and raving type thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm just sick of this. Not doing podcasts. I like doing podcasts. I'm just sick of my brain being stupid and fucking dumb. Just a big, big dummy head. But I guess one thing to say, we haven't recorded the first episode yet, but, I have another podcast idea that I'm just slamming into the fold. Ew, that sounds gross. that I want to start recording. So, I mean, if I'm going to upgrade my podcast limit so that I can release more than 4 or 5 a month. I mean, then you'll get month of movies, which is still constantly recording. Not constantly, once a month, because it's the end of the month. That's when we do it. Scott Ruins Your Podcast, which is recorded live. We're still doing those, unless I'm, like, sick or we can't do it or something stupid like that. What else? We Deliver. I haven't done that in probably a year. Scott Does Stuff. This is what I'm doing now. And you're like, yeah, we know. We're fucking listening. Just go on with something funny. But I have another one. I don't really want to say the idea yet, because even though like 5 people listen to this podcast, I don't want anybody to steal it, even though I've talked to like 85 people in person about it. Not 85. Over-exaggerating. Like 7. That's still more than people listen to this. But so that's going to be like a 5th one that I'm going to be tossing in there. I want to get back to doing these on a weekly basis. I want to be excited about this again. I want to be excited about something, because I don't know. I haven't been excited about much lately. I don't know. Maybe it's the winter blahs of being fucking boring, shitty, poopy outside, and then it gets nice, and you're like, I actually want to do something outside, and then it goes back to, haha, good, gotcha, fools. Go back to being cold. Let's snow a little more. Yeah, but I want to do more Weed Delivers. I want to do more of those. I started doing a whole new like setup for it, and I did it once, and that was it. And that box is just still sitting there with all these topics in it. But this one right here, the Scott Does Stuff, I want that to branch into more like just whenever I feel like doing a podcast, just talking to people. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say just talking to people. Like, the Mike, who, if you listen to Scott Ridge podcast, he's one of my co-hosts on that show. And he's also showed up in like an episode of We Deliver before. But, the problem he said with podcasts is the idea for my 5th podcast that I'm coming out with, it just happened. We were on our way to a Comedy City. I do, in case you don't know, I do improv, and Mike does improv as well. And we were with our friend John, Tucker, and Owen, and we're on the way to like do a show on the road for a Christmas party. For a company's Christmas party, and we started talking about stuff in the car, and I'm like, if I was recording this, this is podcast gold. So I want to try to see if I can not recreate that conversation per se, but just like recreate that idea of the conversation. But like Mike says, once you have a podcast going, people, they're more Well, how did he say it? He said it smarter than I'm going to say it, but when you're like just having a conversation, people tend to be more wacky and silly instead of more structured and like, oh yes, well I think this is like, it's the natural funniness goes away once it turns to a podcast. So I mean, I don't know. It's a really tough thing. I mean, podcasts aren't easy to do. I mean, they're easy to do, but they're hard to pull off. I hope I at least pulled off like one that people like. At least, you know, they go, aha, that was funny, Scott. You did that thing. Ha 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 ha. And then they have like a little star in their heart or whatever. I don't know. So what was I going to talk about on this? I know I've wanted to just record one of these for a while. Whether I'm going to release this probably. Oh, I mean, I'm probably going to edit some more tonight, so I'll probably jump on my computer and probably release this one first. I don't know. Maybe you'll see it tomorrow morning or this morning or whenever day this is that you're listening to it. Just pretend you're listening to it today. And I'll say, let's just pretend I posted it 5 minutes ago and you're the first one to hear it. Look how special you are. This is so special. You're so special. My birthday's coming up. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I'm not someone who, I'm, okay, so it's 2017. Let's backtrack a little bit. It's 2017, and I decided to do 3 goals for myself this year. I usually do like way too many, and then I get discouraged. Because I do way too many, and then I fail them, and then I get even more discouraged, and then I just give up altogether. So I decided to do 3, but I made it super labor-intensive on my brain. The first one is I started an Instagram called Dating Celebrities. In case you don't know about it, and you're on Instagram, you want to check it out and see how silly and stupid I can make myself look. The premise is I am obviously not great at dating. The last relationship I was in was about 8 years ago. And I've been on dating sites and trying to go on dates and whatnot. And then at one point I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I was always joking at work, like, oh, I'm going to marry Taylor Swift. She's my girlfriend, whatever. Stuff like that. Katy Perry, whatnot. Any sort of attractive, talented pop culture icons that I'm infatuated with. I'm like, I'm going to marry them. So I thought it'd be funny to start an Instagram every single day. I post a picture, like I have a layout type thing. So like it's a picture, like 2 pictures in one type thing where I do something weird. Like I'll hold up a movie or comic book or some sort of like paraphernalia from something that this celebrity has been in. And then I'll ask them, and then I'll post a picture of them as well and ask them out on a date and be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You want to go, will you go on a date with me? We can do this. And I'll just like say something that sort of ties into their, whatever their paraphernalia type thing is. Like, oh, this person likes dogs. And so I'll take a picture of myself with the dog. I'm like, hey, let's go play with dogs. That's fucking stupid. It's a stupid example. It's not even a real example. But yeah, but then if I miss a day because I can't do anything every single day, like I somehow lasted 22 days before I missed a day, which is insane for me. That's literally, I'm very surprised I lasted 22 days. So then if I miss a day, then I'll just post an embarrassing picture of myself. Most of the time so far, it's been like a stupid filter on Snapchat, like a pretty princess. I have makeup on my face, or it'll be all bug eyed and I'll make myself have a big nose or whatever. Like on Saturday or Sunday, whatever, yesterday. Yeah, I took a picture of myself because I had to go throw some garbage outside. So I tossed some slippers on or sandals on. I'm like, oh, I'm wearing socks and sandals. How hilarious of me. So I took that, posted it, and then I catch up and post 2 people that day. So if you want to check it out, it's called Dating Celebrities. That's my Instagram handle. You'll notice it's me because I have a big picture of my face and I have my hand up to my head, like, what am I doing? Yeah. That's the first goal so far. And as of right now, so far, I've actually gotten one like from the celebrity. And then, like, the next month, I actually got my first celebrity to say, oh, I'm sorry, thanks for the offer, but I have a boyfriend. And I'm like, oh, shit, I actually got a response. That was exciting. So that's my first that's my first goal. My second goal is I have a resolution. I have way too much stuff to read. I love books. I like reading books a lot. In my bedroom, I have three, like, 6 foot tall bookshelves, probably 6 foot by 3 foot. And then, so I have like three of them. So, like, I have 9 feet across of books and 6 feet high, all sorts of them. And there's a bunch I haven't read. And I also have a lot of comic books that I have yet to read. So I'm like, I'm making sure every day I give myself an hour to read. And I think I've, like, I force myself to read. Even if I go to bed late, I force myself to read, because that's my fault for fucking up, staying up too late. I'll still read. And that's, I don't know. That's what it is so far. That's that one. And the other one, the third resolution, which I started bringing this conversation to in the first place, I don't remember what it was. I'm trying to do something for myself each day that I want to do, because I'm always like a pushover. I always somehow like my self-esteem sucks. In case that hasn't been obvious yet, it sucks. I don't give myself enough credit for anything. I sound like just fucking narcissistic. But every once in a while, I'm like, I need to change my ways. Otherwise, I'm just going to go, like, down a hill of just closing everybody off for me. And I'm a very introverted person, but I do things like comedy and podcasts and all that stuff, which are more extroverted activities. Like, you can't just go on stage and be an introvert and go, yeah, I don't want, I just want to talk about this. Like, you actually have to, like, be active and boisterous and change your, you know, tones and emotions and stuff, and just, like, just make an ass of yourself, really. And, like, I'm trying to learn to be an extrovert, because, like I said, I've been single for a long time. Being introvert isn't going to help that. Being an extrovert is going to push myself out there. I mean, granted, there've been a lot of, like, just, I don't know, I'm really good at, like, asking girls out, and then, and then them being like, yeah, sure, let's do that. And then when I go, oh, so, hey, were you doing anything Thursday night? We can do that. Oh, I can't Thursday. How about Saturday? I can't Saturday. I'm like, all right, Tuesday? I can't. I'll let you know. And then next thing I know, I have a boyfriend now. I'm like, oh, cool. All right. Well, at least I tried. Or I'll be like, hey, you want to go on a date? And they're like, yeah, I'll do that. I'm like, cool. How about Tuesday? And then I don't hear from them again. It's weird. I don't get it. Like, people can say no, right? Like, just like, hey, do you want to go out? Sorry, I'm not interested. That's fine. That makes me go, oh, they're not interested. I will leave them alone. But if they say, hey, you want to go on a date? Sure. How about Tuesday? I can't Tuesday. I'll be like, well, I'm going to keep trying until we find a time, because they said they were interested. I don't know. I'm not good at taking subtle hints. Where was this going? Oh, yeah, birthday. So this year for my birthday is coming up. I'm forcing myself. This is like the most, this is the most extroverted thing I've done for my birthday so far. Because normally I'll just be like, hey, guys, going out for dinner. Who wants to go to Hoo Hot? hey, and then people come or people don't. I mean, that was like 4 years ago by now, 4 or 5 years ago. I had a surprise party for myself. That was fun. there's something involving me and I'm the main focus, I get so uneasy. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, like, I like the attention, but I don't like the attention. I wish there was like, I don't like the attention, but I like the idea of people, wanting to be near me, if that makes any sense. I'd rather like walk into a room where a bunch of people know me, and then one person comes up and is like, hey, how's it going? And then I talk to them for a little bit, and then I wander to the next person and stuff. I hate when I walk into a place that everyone, that like a lot of people know me, and they go, hey, Scott. And then they all, like, I cringed just now, me doing a hypothetical. Like I said, I like the idea of people wanting to be near me and talk to me, but I just don't like being in the spotlight unbeknownst to me, like without me having a chance to control the situation. I don't know. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. Does it? Does it make sense? I don't know. But for this year, for my birthday, I'm turning 34, which isn't even a special number or anything. I should have waited next year or the year after. But I'm doing a scavenger hunt, a photo scavenger hunt. I have a whole bunch of little clues or scavenger items. I don't even know what to call it yet, because we do a scavenger hunt. People are like, hey, go find a piece of gum, or go find a sign with an X on it. Like, are those called clues, or what are they? I've been calling them clues, but I have little phrases, little subjects, or little, like, if this would be a caption for a picture. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm writing down a whole bunch of those. I wrote 34 of them because I'm 34. Ha, ha, ha. This was like next year. I'm like, oh, 35 is much more like of a rounded number. But then for all those kids that remember film canisters and like disposable cameras or like 35 millimeter cameras, the big sizes used to be like 36 pictures. So I was like, oh, I should have done 36 because that would have been great for the photos. But then I'm going to give that list out like Thursday. And then, what am I doing Thursday? And then like people have to send the pictures back to me. So then I can take them and rank them and give people points and whatnot. And then I'm going to give out little prizes to people, little prizes related to me in a way, or related to my birthday in somehow or some form. It's not gonna be like pictures of me, 'cause I'd be like, I'm not that self-absorbed. But it might be, I'm not saying it is, because I haven't bought the gifts yet, but I have an idea of what I want to get. But like, it might be like, hey, Scott, you like, let's see, what's a good example? I'll say, hey, Scott, you like this TV show? I'm like, yeah, I do like the TV show. So someone in first place might get, or third place or whatever, I don't know, someone might get that TV show on DVD. Or hey, Scott, you like this author? They might get a book, or whatever. I mean, I'm not just gonna give like a book as like a first place prize, because that'd be a dick thing to do. Not a dick thing to do. They're getting free things. Whatever. Shut up. But what? I don't know. But people are making teams and stuff like that, so I got to at least give a few items so that they can split them up and whatnot. What else do we want to talk about? It's been like 20 minutes already. Do people even like these? Like the ones where I just talk to myself? Like, I mean, I've gotten like a few responses in the past from people like, hey, yeah, I notice that too and whatnot, or whatever I say. I say something, they'll agree with it. That's cool. I like that. I dig it. I do have an email, stuffbyscott@gmail.com, because Scott does stuff was taken. Someone has that somewhere. Don't write them. Don't write them. Write to me at Stuff by... Stuff by Scott at gmail. StuffbyScott@gmail.com at gmail. GMAIL. Like, I have to fucking spell Gmail for you. You guys know what Gmail is. You'll have Gmail accounts. You don't have, like, roadrunner.cc.rr.comcast.net. Do you? Is that even a site? Doubt it. So, what did we learn today? I learned that I can ramble on for minutes on end, sometimes, well, whether the topic is good or not. But I can talk. I can sure talk. And I'm even looking at Instagram right now, so what will I even know about what I'm saying? I don't. I won't listen to this. I will probably when I edit it. But yeah, I guess that's all I really have to say now. I don't know what to do. I haven't done these in forever, so I don't even know if there's any thing that I end with, like saying, hey, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. Do this or do that. Why would I end a podcast saying, do this? That's stupid. Fucking idiots. Anyways, do this or that, blah, 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 blah. And end of show. Beep. We'll be right back.